Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about obedience, asking ourselves the question, what will I do? And not just what will I think, not just what will I believe, not just what will I discuss or decide. Those all play into it. But we can do all of that and still not do anything. And so it's putting our beliefs, our thoughts, our words into action. And actually doing the things that God's Word tells us to do. As part of this obedience, it really begins in the mind. And so today we're going to talk and pray about obedience in our thoughts. Paul writes to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, and he says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God." Now, that sounds like a great thing for us to do. But he doesn't stop there. He goes on to explain a little bit about how that happens. And so we demolish those arguments and pretensions, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We become effective in the spiritual warfare, not by our power or our might, but by the power of Christ within us, by His Spirit, and we do that when we learn to take captive every thought. And not just take it captive. Sometimes we take our thoughts captive and we kind of lock them in a cell in our mind and we just leave them there. If I can just not let them out. But the problem with that is they're still there. And we may think we're not letting them out, but as they exist, we ruminate on them, we take cues from them, as much as we may try to ignore them. Their ever-presence in our mind creates an influence that we shouldn't have. And so we not only take every thought captive, we make it obedient to Christ. And it's not that all of our thoughts are bad. God talks about the days of Noah when the thoughts of everyone were evil all the time. And there's maybe some that are out there like that. But I don't think that would describe most of us, especially if you're listening to a Bible devotion. There's something in you that wants to grow, improve, that wants to grow, gain knowledge of Christ. And so it isn't just our bad thoughts that we take captive. We take every thought captive. And we make it obedient to Christ. You see, many of our thoughts are good. They're just needing a little refinement. Our human flesh thinks often about ourselves and how we can make ourselves happy, how we can be more comfortable, how we can be satisfied. And being aware of those things is not always bad if we take it captive and make it obedient to Christ, because then we learn how to treat others. If my thought about my being comfortable is taken captive and made obedient to Christ, then I consider how I make others comfortable. The Bible says we ought to consider the needs of others even ahead of our own, to be more important than our own. And obviously the thoughts that we have which lead to sin definitely need to be taken captive and made obedient to Christ in a way that removes them. The Bible talks about God, through the blood of Jesus, removing our sin from us and from His presence as far as the east is from the west. If you head west, you'll continue heading west. And there's never a point that all of a sudden you're finding yourself going east unless you turn around. They're as close as can be, but they're as far apart as can be as well. And when we consider our thought life, when you start thinking about something, you start noticing it, it influences eventually your actions. One of the things that I've noticed from personal experience is you get a vehicle that's a certain color, and then all of a sudden that's what you're thinking about, and you notice that color all over the roadway. And initially you may have thought that this was a fairly unique color. I've not really seen these. And then there they are. For many of us, once we start thinking about needing something, it isn't long before we convince ourselves how much we really do need it. And the danger is when we start thinking, we can influence our mind and our actions in a positive way, or we can influence them in a negative way. When your mind begins to dwell on things you don't like about your spouse, it isn't long before that's all you see. But when your mind dwells on the things that you love, when I counsel couples wanting to get married, one of the things that I ask them to do is to make a list of 10 things that they love about the person that they're wanting to marry. And generally, as a wedding approaches, that's a fairly easy task. They're in love. They want to get married. They have a list that could go on and on. Now, usually I ask them to give me 3 or 4 things that may or may not be on that list to help me in preparation for the ceremony. But that list of 10 things, I say, just write it out and seal it in an envelope and then give it to me. I don't need to see it. I won't open the envelopes. I won't look at them. And I do that, and I tell them that there's 2 things that will happen, 1 of 2 things. If I hear from either of you that the marriage is struggling, it's in trouble, that there's consideration of calling it quits, I'll send each of you the list that the other wrote as a reminder. And at the 10-year mark, if that hasn't been necessary, I'll send them as a reminder of why you're still in love, where it began. You see, sometimes we need to take our thoughts captive because the world convinces us that things aren't what we really wanted them to be. And when we make them obedient to Christ, we discover that they're actually better than we wanted them to be. Better than we deserve them to be. And as we live life, it's not that we are able to stop thinking about things. At least some of us have a mind that we just can't find that on-off switch. But take those thoughts captive. Make them obedient to Christ. Process them through God's Word. Allow Him to determine with the help of His Word, His Spirit, to whether they stay or they go. And how you apply them, how you live them out, how you serve people, how you serve God, you live with an obedience in your thought life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need in order to be made right with You through the blood of Jesus, the blood which cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And yet, Father, even as we live in that cleansed state, being clothed with Christ, we still have thoughts that need to be taken captive. We have good, wholesome, positive, uplifting thoughts that need to be taken captive and made obedient so that they produce good fruit. We also have those negative thoughts, those self-defeating thoughts, those sinful thoughts, those tempting thoughts that also need to be taken captive and made obedient to Christ so that they would not take root and grow. And so, God, today, as we live life, as we experience thoughts of every kind that cross our mind, may we remember the power of taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Jesus, allowing or not allowing them to influence our actions based on what Your Word would say. That we can demolish the false pretenses, the arguments, all the things that are set against a godly life. And it begins in our mind. And as we take those thoughts captive, as we make them obedient to Christ, our actions begin to change. They exhibit more of the fruit of the Spirit. And Father, as our actions change, our character changes. Because we've begun to change our habits. And it becomes more of a natural practice of ours to filter everything through obedience to Christ. And Father, as our thoughts and our actions and our habits and our character changes, it molds us more and more into the image of Jesus. God, that is my desire, that is my prayer for each one of us. That as we take our thoughts captive, as they become obedient to Jesus, that our life reflects Him, so that in everything that we lift Him up, in order that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.